Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to TDFRadio.com. I am James Ridgewood, motherfuckers.
And I'm Raymond Ray.
Raymond Ray, and Todd Worthington is not here tonight. He had some fucking petty engagement. I don't know. I don't know why you would give up podcasting for fucking, I don't know, whatever the fuck he's doing.
Like pussy family stuff?
Yeah, family.
What's that important?
What the fuck? Anyway, all right. So, couple updates since the last time. We have a couple Facebook fans. What the fuck is up? I don't even know some of these fucking guys. You guys are cool. Fucking, as long as you listen to our podcast, you're not just adding us because, you know, you want friends and some shit, which is, don't
this
fucking
isn't MySpace shit.
Yeah, this isn't fucking MySpace. This isn't Tila Tequila. You don't need 5,000 friends to fuck Sean Merriman, all right? Whatever. 2 million friends, I don't know. I only ever got like 100 friends or something, 150 friends.
You probably got more than that on Facebook now, though.
I do. It's fucking ridiculous. I fucking, you know, I was all about MySpace back in the day, got a Facebook account. You know, just sort of let it sit there, didn't add any shit, and it was like, boom, 250 friends or some shit like that. Crazy.
Oh, exactly. What are you drinking over there? I see you raising that glass to your mouth.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm drinking a little bit of homebrew, a little bit of the IPA, actually. I think that's what I was drinking last time. Fuck. We're editing that out.
Well, I think there should be a rule. I think you should have to change it up every time, but... I've got the Trinity IPA, which is a Providence, Rhode Island beer. But yeah, I think you're correct. Todd was drinking your homebrew.
That he was. Can't believe I fucking pulled a Todd. He thought he did that last time, but he ended up not doing it.
Whatever, we'll hit the dump button.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm totally getting in there afterwards, just editing that out.
Sure.
Anyway, fuck it. All right. We're doing this live, motherfuckers. We're not stopping and doing this over.
We're doing it live.
All right. So, friend us on Facebook, motherfuckers. Follow us on Twitter, at TDF Radio. And you can always get the latest podcast at TDFRadio.com, or you can subscribe on iTunes. We got that shit going. It's in full swing, motherfuckers. And even after we post the podcast, you set your shit up, you will have it. It will fucking pick the shit up even if iTunes doesn't say that it has the latest podcast. iTunes is just retarded like that.
So, James, tell me about there's been an addition to the TDFRadio.com website recently. I noticed this week.
You must be referring to Stacy Skyward.
And who's the Stacy Skyward? What's she all about?
You know, Todd Worthington made me add his wife or some shit. No, I'm just kidding. Stacy Skyward is a legit DF, old school motherfuckers. So,
old school DF, OG, and I actually think maybe that might have been a little anticlimactic, but that kind of rounds out the foursome that we have here.
I think it does. I mean, I think you can safely say that no more people are getting, no more names are getting added onto the website right there. I think that's pretty much for sure.
I definitely know there's not any more names. I'm sure we'll have some guests at some point, but that's it, everybody.
You know all the DFs. Welcome to TDF Radio.
Welcome to TDF Radio.
America's finest city.
What's going on here?
Well, there's definitely been some shit going on in America's finest city, and it's got to do with the Chadges. You know, the draft, the first round is just about to come to an end right here. Chargers did some crazy shit trading up in the draft.
Yeah, they did.
We gave up, gave up our 28th overall pick. Our second round pick, we moved up in our fourth round pick, and we gave up Tim Dobbins to Miami in exchange for the 12th overall pick and as I said, you know, moving up in the fourth round. So that looks like what we get, and our pick was Ryan Matthews, the running back out of Fresno State.
Yes, so Ryan Matthews, he was projected to be the number two pick for running backs, which he was, pick number two, first being C.J. Spiller with the Buffalo Bills, which that's an interesting topic in itself.
Yeah, how bad the Bills are going to be this year?
Well, I mean, they already have beast mode.
I know, that's actually pretty interesting. I think they have probably three of maybe the top, you know, 15 backs in the AFC.
All right.
Maybe not top 15, maybe top 20. What do you think? I mean, you got Beast Mode, you got fucking, you got, what the?
Fred Lewis.
Not Fred Lewis. Fred's his first name. Fred Jackson.
Fred Jack. Fragile Fred.
What? Fragile Fred? Is that his name?
I've never That's fucking his nickname. Heard that he always shit. Gets hurt.
He didn't get hurt.
If you're talking about the same,
Oh, Fred Jackson, Fred, fucking Buffalo Fred Jackson. Bills.
Yeah, that's Fragile Fred.
Really?
In his career, he's been known to get hurt.
I thought he was I thought he was early in his career. I'm fucking pulling this guy up on Wikipedia right now.
I am too. He's 29 years old from Fort Worth, Texas. Let's see here. Yeah, maybe you're right.
This is his first fucking team in the NFL. He played for the Sioux City Bandits and the Rhein Fire. I assume that is Rhein Fire, actually, from the NFL Europe. That would be the German team, actually.
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the Jacksonville Jaguars running back that got traded to the...
You're thinking of, yeah, the other Fred. What the fuck? What the fuck is that guy's name?
Plays for the Patriots,
now,
I believe.
Plays for the Patriots now, yeah.
Anyway, so...
He was like a big fucking back for the Jags, but then, you know, they dumped him. He was like he had like, you know, 10,000 yards and hit 1,000 yards like every single season for a long fucking time. This isn't Fragile Fred. This is
right.
Fred Jackson, who's the fucking stud on the screenplays and shit. He was a baller. Yeah. He almost, I think he almost beat the Patriots last year, personally.
So let's talk about the Superchargers, Ryan Matthews here. What do you think about him?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I was talking to some of my buddies and they were like, Fresno State, what the fuck do they get? You know, why should anybody pick somebody out of Fresno State first pick? But I think Fresno State's actually pretty solid, you know. Patriots take a lot of guys out of Fresno State. A couple other teams, you know, they recruit heavily out of Fresno State. It's a big D1 school. So I think I don't see any issue with that. And, you know, he was what? Didn't you say he was the leading rusher last year? Fucking.
Well, he was the leading rusher per game, per start. At 161 yards.
Yeah, whatever, man. Start. That means he's a fucking stud.
He's a baller. I know. I mean, and obviously, and AJ Smith knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean you got to give AJ Smith some credit. You know what first round trades has AJ Smith done? You know, dumps Eli Manning for Phillip Rivers, and in the process picks up Nate Kading and
Sean Merriman. Yeah,
we got some other guy too. I don't remember who it was, but you know that trade was great. And then the other time we gave up our first round pick and we moved down, gave up Vic, took LT plus extras. Yep. You know that was a deal.
I guess what makes me nervous about this whole thing is now we don't have a pick till the 91st pick in the third round. So we kind of stick all our eggs in one basket, but we do need a running back for Sproulsy there. And Sproulsy's not an every down back, so.
I mean, we'll see, you know, I think that 91st overall pick, I think that's going for that quarterback out of Tennessee. I don't even remember his name, but I mean, I think that's where that's going. I mean, with Charlie Whitehurst gone, Billy Volek is, you know, 100. Phillip Rivers is solid, but you know, you gotta plan for the future and, you know, you gotta plan for the what ifs, you know. I think that's what's gonna happen. I'm a little sad because I was sort of hoping we'd get, you know, one of the, you know, I think we'd need a new nose tackle to replace Jamal, Williams. But,
yeah,
you know, we'll see
but,
what's up.
But I don't know, you have to admit, when we take a running back first pick high in the draft, it's pretty exciting times. I mean, this is offensive defining picks here. I mean, This is when you get excited, when you pick up running backs and you pick up quarterbacks. I mean, this is the franchise future, perhaps, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, sort of the what if. I think that's sort of the big deal, you know? Like, you pick a quarterback, you pick a running back first, you know? Sometimes you get a fucking Peyton Manning, and sometimes you get an Alex Smith, you know? Not to talk shit about your fucking 49ers right there.
Oh, man, that's painful.
I gotta talk shit, you know?
I mean, that's true.
Sometimes you get like a huge pimp and sometimes you get a huge bust. I think with like a big tackle or like a big, you know, a center or like a nose tackle or something like that, you know, there's less variance. I think you're getting a solid dude one way or the other. I mean, you're getting like a huge fucking athletic 6'5", 310 pound dude who's gonna, you know, be solid.
Right.
You pick a quarterback, you know, you never know when you get a Brady Quinn.
So what else happened in the first round? That was pretty exciting.
Well, I mean, I think the big thing for the Chargers, the big thing we got to look out for is Tim Tebow is in the motherfucking AFC West. That's some crazy shit.
I think that I don't think you have to worry about Tebow. I mean, Tebow went for the Denver Broncos. If you don't know, in the first round, that was actually the Denver Broncos' second pick.
Yeah. They fucking got picks galore. Which I will talk about. Man, I hate to say this because, you know, I hate the fucking Broncos and, you know, the donkeys are cocksuckers and shit like that. But when it all comes down to it, I have been, like, mega impressed with their personnel guy lately. Like, you know, the deal for Cutler, I thought Cutler was solid. I still think Cutler's solid. He's been a fucking failure like nobody's business in Chicago. They got two firsts for him and Orton and like a third. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Yeah. I think they had to give up a fifth also in addition. So they gave up like a first and a fifth for two firsts, a third, and Orton. And Orton was better than Cutler last year.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What do you think? Do you think Tebow is going to replace Cutler, or do you think they're going to make him a positional player?
You mean Orton? I think
Orton, right?
Yeah, I think they'll run with Tebow. They will.
First game of the season, starting quarterback?
Maybe not. They might sort of swap him in slowly. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in sort of a Michael Vick role a la last year. You know how he played for Philadelphia, where he was in, you know, 5-6 plays a game. Something right. like that. Give him a little taste for the NFL. See how he does. But I mean, in general, I think they're grooming Tebow to be sort of their guy. And I don't think he's a bad dude, you know? I think Tebow will be solid.
One thing that Tebow will certainly do is he's going to put asses in those seats. People love the story. People love him. He's got the personality.
I don't know. You think that's going to happen outside of like Jacksonville? I sort of thought the Jags would trade down and take him, or, you know, the Bills would trade down and take him, because Bills, you know, they got the two smartest quarterbacks in football, but the two of them together can't fucking make a play. But, fucking Ryan Fitzpatrick.
We'll see.
And, what the fuck's his name? I don't remember. But, yeah. You know, I thought one of them would trade down, you know, because Bills really need a quarterback. Jags, you know, he's from Jacksonville. I thought something like that would happen. I don't know if he's going to put seats in Denver. I don't think Denver even needs to worry about filling seats.
No, I don't think so either. I would pay to watch him play, though. I mean, he's an exciting player.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I usually go to a Charger away game every year or two, and this year I think I'm definitely hitting Seattle. I might hit the Broncos, too, you know, see what's up. See if Tebow can play. I mean, it'll sort of depend on how the season's going, you know. If Tebow's not playing, maybe I won't go. Maybe I'll be one of those guys who only takes a seat for Tebow, I guess, whatever.
Right.
Mm. I don't know. You think he's going to be solid?
Tebow? I actually do. I think he is going to be a very good player. I'm not sure if he's going to quite fulfill the quarterback role that he had at Florida, but I think he's a superb athlete, and he knows what he's doing out there on the field. He's really smart, so he'll make something of himself.
What do you think about Jimmy Clausen not going in the first round? That's sort of a big deal. I mean, a lot of people were expecting him to go. I'm surprised. I'm looking through the draft picks, and I'm like, where the fuck's Jimmy Clausen, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't really surprise me that much. He had kind of a black eye on his reputation.
Yeah. Sucking ass at Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame.
And getting knocked out in bar fights.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, yeah. He got sucker punched in a bar fight and ended up with a black eye that was quite famous.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah.
I don't follow college that good. Eh, whatever.
Anyway. So what do we get? Finished up with the first round of the draft yet? I think that's right about now.
Yeah, I think Saints finished it up with this, with a Florida State cornerback, Patrick Robinson.
Gotcha.
I mean, I think that's probably all right. Nothing, I mean, the big surprise to me is Clausen. I expected Clausen to go top 15, but, you know, whatever. I'm sort of pissed at the Dolphins, you know, they took Jared Odrick. I was sort of hoping the Chargers would take either Dan Williams or Jarek Odrick, but, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway, screw it. All right, so, what do we got?
We got Earth Day. Today's Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, except for if you live in the South. If you live in the South today, you're spoiling Earth Day for the rest of us.
That is true. I mean, I think what Ray is referring to here is that that oil rig off the coast of Louisiana sort of sunk and is spilling tens and hundreds of gallons of precious drill baby drill oil right into the right into the Gulf of Mexico.
So yeah, and fucking pumping up the price of precious southern crawfish, apparently.
Yeah, you know. You want some crawfish and some oysters and shit, you might have to pay extra for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, happy Earth Day, everybody. Have some oil in your water.
I think that's pretty funny, you know. I know you were in New Orleans last year. I was in New Orleans a couple times last year, and you know, that's a great place.
It is a great place. It's a lot of fun.
I love New Orleans. I got to say that, you know. I mean, even if you don't go for Mardi Gras when it's, I mean, sort of the French Quarter's off the hook, you know, there's drinking on the streets. It's like Vegas. That's what I love about it. You know, you can walk down the street with your drink as long as it's in plastic or,
yep,
you know, a can or some shit.
The best advice I ever got while going to New Orleans was bring shoes that you don't want to wear again. I went, why is that? Why do you bring shoes? Well, just wait till you go out at night and wake up in the morning and your shoes are just covered in gutter water and it's true. I literally had a pair of Puma sneakers that I love. I haven't worn them since we went to New Orleans last year.
Why the fuck? I mean, the guy told you that and you totally went against his advice?
No, I mean,
I blame you.
Sneakers free.
I blame you.
Yeah, well, I'm not blaming anybody. I tested his theory and it worked.
All right. It's sort of like the TJ shoes.
Yeah.
I remember shoes that I had in college that I straight up just, you know, took a permanent marker out and wrote TJ on them because I was never wearing those in the States again.
That's pretty much, you can do that.
They fucking get like, they get what, you know, like good centimeter of gunk covering the floor. They just hose that shit down at the end of the night, you know?
Yeah.
It's just puke and drinks and, I don't know, awesome.
Diseases.
Awesome. It's awesome all over the TJ floor, all right?
For sure.
All right. So, I got to ask you this. I got to. And I know our fans, they probably don't give a shit, but fuck them. How about them Padres?
By them Padres,
I mean the National League West leading Padres.
Who thought that right now the Padres would be the leading National League West team?
I mean,
not me.
Don't get me wrong. Give them another month to fall apart. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Have faith.
Well, it is true. The AFC West is a bunch of fucking garbage. I mean, nobody's any good. But at the same time, how about them Padres? Yeah.
Pretty excited about it. I mean, living out on the East Coast here, I follow the Red Sox and the Padres, and the team that I thought was going to do well this year is the Red Sox, and they're on like a 6-game slide or something.
Well, I mean, only because Tampa fucking wrecked them.
I don't know. They're second to last place.
Well, that's because Tampa 4-0'd them in the series.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
that hurt.
Yeah,
Padres.
That shit was baller. Yeah, Padres swept the D-bags, and they swept fucking, the Braves or some shit?
No, they did not sweep the Braves. They lost the second game.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They swept the D-bags, and they swept the Giants. That's who. Yeah.
Thinking about going out to a midweek game this season at Citi Field in New York, the Padres are visiting the Mets.
Really? Like this week?
No. In June, I think.
Got it.
It's like a Wednesday night game.
What's
go
the
out
deal
there
with Citi Field? I mean, that sort of sounds like. I mean, it sort of sounds like a retarded name. I got a
Citi Field is a city from like credit card city.
Oh,
CITI.
Ah, it was like city, like fucking New York City.
No, Citi Field. But Padres are coming to town. I might have to go support my boys and go see a weeknight game.
Are you gonna rock some gear?
Well, by gear, you mean...
What gear do you got out there? I mean, shit.
I've got two Padres hats.
All right.
That's about all I got.
I have a Padres hat, but I think I need a new one, you know, to fully support the Padres.
Do you have a Padres jersey or anything? Give me shit.
No, not yet.
Yeah, see, I need a Gonzo shirt or Kyle Blanks or something.
I would not get a Gonzalez shirt. I mean, sort of... As a gambler, like, the betting line sort of has it factored in that there's a significant probability he goes to the Yankees by the end of the year.
That's gonna fucking hurt.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's basically factored in. it's factored in that Gonzalez does not finish the season with the Padres. I hate to say it. I want to see him here because, you know, he's fucking pimp. But at the same time, you know, the guy's worth like $8 to $10 million elsewhere. So Padres aren't paying him that.
It's true. It's true. Unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I wish they could just lock his ass up, keep him here, though.
I mean, unless he wants to, I don't think it's going to happen. He even said himself, like, he wouldn't mind playing for the, I mean, he's the local boy, you know. He's from El Cajon or some shit.
But he also wants to win a ring.
Yeah. I mean, every stud wants to win a ring. So, you know, you can't fault him.
Oh, hey, can I ask you a sidebar question here?
Sidebar question.
I don't know. Oh, wait, never mind. We did talk about this.
You forgot about your fucking beer right there?
I forgot about my beer because I was about to open my second beer.
You know, you are a wise man bringing a second beer, you know? I opened a beer right at the beginning of the show, but even though I've been talking this much and talking like a fiend right here, I still finish my beer.
Yep.
You know, every time that every time you're on the mic, I'm taking like five sips and shit.
Yeah. Like last time, for those, pull back the curtain here, those listeners that can't see, James and I are on Skype here so I can watch him and have kind of a intro room conversation, and I can see him guzzling beer whenever I'm talking. But yeah, I bring two beers just in case we run long and I need it. Well, not just in case, but so I can have one.
When we run long.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think people sort of knew that we were on video chat. But, no, I think people sort of knew that because, in the last episode, you and Todd sort of had a moment, Ray. You know, I don't know if you remember that shit.
I do remember that shit.
I sort of looked at him, looked at you, and I was like, what the fuck is going on right here?
I do gotta say, though, having lived out on the East Coast for 2 years now and being able to sit here and chat face to face with my best friends, it feels fucking great. It feels like I'm connected again. It feels like, I do talk to my friends in San Diego on a semi-regular basis, but being able to see you guys, it's like that connection to home. I know, it's good.
Yeah, I think the last legit time that I saw you in person was Todd's wedding, which was, you know, I mean, that was a solid wedding.
Todd and Stacy's wedding.
Todd and Stacy's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, God. God.
That was a good time.
Adjusting your webcam there. Were you?
I was.
Whatever. All right.
Well, next week, though, just so listeners know, I'm gonna be on the new mic. I bought a condenser mic that Todd recommended to me. I'm getting a new fancier webcam so I can enjoy the full experience of James and Todd a little bit more.
That's good shit. You know, I listened to our early shit. The early shit when I was on just like a ghetto headset, no mixer, software shit. And then I listened to the, like, last week's episode where we're going through the mixer and everything. And I got to say, man, the quality is like night and day.
I'm still pretty piss poor quality compared to you guys.
I mean, you sound all right. But, yeah, I mean, it's going through Skype. You know, I still don't know how much. I mean, you're probably going to be able to improve it quite a bit. But still, I mean, it's going through Skype. You can't expect the stars.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be great. I'm sure it'll be better. But, you know, you can't expect the stars. I was sort of surprised, though, like the quality difference. You know, I sort of thought the headset did a good job, and then I go back and I'm like, man, this sounds like dog shit. Hate to say it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Oh well. So we're gonna do the news here a little bit like Robin Quivers.
without Robin Quivers.
Yeah, without Robin Quivers. And we're gonna talk a little bit about a little bit about South Park. Now, I don't really watch this show on a regular basis. Every once in a while, somebody tells me, you know, I gotta watch a particular episode or some shit. But I guess some Muslim group decided they were gonna threaten the South Park creators and say, you know, I'm not threatening you guys, but you guys might get killed for airing an episode that's got the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit.
Yeah, so what James is referring to is this 200th episode that just aired. And, they, like he said, they indirectly threatened him. They said, you might end up like Theo Van Gogh, which, if you don't know the story of Theo Van Gogh, he was he's from Amsterdam. He's from the Netherlands. He was killed in Amsterdam and he had written, or no, he was a filmmaker. He made a film against or mocking or something like that against the Muslim religion. And basically they threatened him and murdered him in public, where they shot him with a, some guy approached him, shot him with a revolver like 9 times, stabbed him several times, and ended up stabbing his body and left a note on his chest preaching about, you know, how he shouldn't have done this and blah, blah. And this is what happened. This is what this guy was referring to Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of South Park, said, you know, you could end up like this guy realistically for basically portraying the Prophet Muhammad in your cartoon. Pretty ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous. At the same time, it is against Islam to sort of portray the Prophet Muhammad at all. You know, if you ever watch sort of like a, like, I can remember back in school days and shit, I watched some movies that had, that were sort of like about the history of the Prophet Muhammad and everything. And I can sort of remember, you know, they never portrayed the Prophet Muhammad on camera. It would be like, it would be him talking off camera, shit like that. And man, you open another beer. I'm fucking jealous.
Oh, man. This is good. This is a beer from San Francisco, actually. It's a Imperial IPA from Speakeasy San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great brewery. I know that.
I haven't had it yet. It's my first time.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I've had that particular brew, but I've definitely had Speakeasy. I think their big one is, Oh, the Big Daddy or whatever. Double Daddy. I think I've seen, yeah. I think I've had the Big Daddy or some shit.
It's,
I don't
fucking
remember.
Strong.
Yeah, yeah. Their main one is, I think, what is it? Prohibition Ale,
yep.
Or some,
yep,
shit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. I got no issues with it. When I was up in San Francisco, I drank it a couple places. If you're ever up in San Francisco, by the way, I think it's the Monk's Kettle. Place is money. Great beer list. But
I don't know this place.
It's in the Mission District somewhere. But I was up. I was up actually waiting to get into there. So, you know, it's like this place. It's got like only a couple tables. You put your name on the list. There's no reservations. You put your name on the list. 2 hours later, you know, maybe you get in. Shit like that.
Yeah.
So I walk up, put my name on the list, give them my phone number, walk to the bar across the street, and drink Prohibition Ales until I was ready to go.
Shit's good. It reminds me of Stone Double, the Double Bastard.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. It's real strong.
It's pretty rare that anything's even remotely as hoppy as Stone, you know?
It's not as hoppy, but it has that flavor.
Got it. It's probably the same hops. Yep. Cascade, I think, is what Stone uses heavily. But, yeah.
You would know.
It's actually pretty interesting. Some of the guys I brew with, we're brewing and we bought these beers. Now, I don't recommend that anybody drink these beers, but if you do, you can buy them at Junior's, Super Junior's Market on 7th Street in downtown San Diego between C and Broadway. It is a very fine beer establishment. It is not really a bar, but per se, it is more like a grocery store. Anyway, I highly recommend Junior's, Super Junior's Market. But yeah. They have these beers where it's like a single hop IPA, where it's like an IPA, you know, you basically mega hop a beer and there's no flavoring from the grains, and you over hop it, and they use only one variety of hops. Now, almost every IPA is made with multiple varieties of hops. Anyway, we had these single hop IPAs and they taste like dog shit. They're fucking terrible. But the interesting thing is, you know, we had it with a couple different hops. They were terrible. We had it with Cascade, which is what Stone finishes their beers with. It was pretty good. So, gotta give them some credit.
Well, we kind of got off topic there, but we were talking about the creators of South Park.
My bad. I had to throw in some advertisements that we're not getting paid for.
Right. Anyway, I guess to wrap up that subject, though, like, and what do you think about that? Do you think, basically what ended up happening was, Comedy Central pulled, or they didn't pull that episode, but they censored it based on these threats. Like, do you think this is something we should be reacting to? Do you think this is legit? Do you think it's all a bunch of bullshit?
I think Comedy Central's playing the safe card, you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are fucking, they're fucking printing presses for them, right? You know, you gotta protect your boys. I think that's sort of the way they gotta play it, you know?
It's interesting.
And those guys make money for them like hand over fist.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
they do.
I mean that I think that's sort of like Comedy Central's moneymaker, you know? I mean, what else do they make a shitload of money on? I mean, before Futurama comes back this year, which is going to be the shit.
The Colbert Report, maybe? I don't know. Shit.
True debt.
Well, anyway. I think we're wrapping up here pretty soon.
Wow, but, that was weak. That was weak, but yeah. I whatever, man. All right.
I do want to pimp some shit that I got going on this weekend. All right,
pimp some shit.
I do have one particular thing, which I actually think I sent you an email, James, today about. I'm not sure if you got it. But this weekend I'm going to be in New York City at Central Park doing a charity walk for Parkinson's disease. And it's to raise awareness and to raise money. And the reason I'm kind of doing it is because my mom has Parkinson's. She's had it for 10, 11 years, something like that. And, you can go to unitywalk.org if you want to donate or if you want to check it out. But I didn't even know they did shit like this. And there's like 10,000 people that do this and they've already raised over $1 million and all the money goes to, Parkinson's disease. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty stoked about that.
So everybody go and like fucking pay money. Go give them your money. Unitywalk.org.
Unitywalk.org, and if you want to donate to me, it's the team name is Sherry Lynn. That's Sherilynn. That's my mom's name. That's the name that I'm walking under this weekend.
That's good shit.
Yep.
So yeah, give Ray your money. All
right. That's right.
Give him your money. You know, I ran the Carlsbad 5K, and I didn't ask you for money though. I got to say that.
You don't have to pay me money. I don't give a shit. This is more, to me, it's more about awareness and support. But,
All right. No, that's good shit. You know, I'm pulling for you. How far are you walking, by the way?
It's not very far.
All right.
2 miles.
Okay.
But if you think about it, the reason they're doing it so short is because they want more people involved and they're actually trying to get the people with Parkinson's walking with them.
The more
people you can get involved, the more money you're going to make. I mean, shit, it's smart.
That actually is smart. Do they got a beer garden at the end? Cause that's sort of, that would be really smart. You know, at the end of the Carlsbad 5K, it was like cross the finish line, stretch it out a little bit, bam, Pizza Port. Pizza Port, by the way, the fine pizza and beer establishment in Solana Beach, Carlsbad, and San Clemente. Hit up your local Pizza Port and potentially, Ocean Beach coming soon. We will see.
Really?
Allegedly. It's alleged. That shit is on the internet, but I haven't seen any confirmation.
So I know one topic that we didn't hit on this week at all was local endorsements. Like last week we talked about La Posta. I think you could talk about Pizza Port a little bit and what you thought about that.
Well, Pizza Port's fucking a fine establishment, you know? I drank a shitload of beer. I ran a 5K, which, you know, I was totally gassed at the end of that because I'm a pussy and way out of shape, and all I do is drink beer all the time.
Proud of you.
But, yeah, what did I do after I ran my 5K? And, by the way, yeah, I still ran the whole time. I didn't fucking pussy out and walk and shit like that. Yeah, I fucking went straight into Pizza Port, drank, like, 3 beers, had somebody drive me home, and I passed out in the car ride home. It was great.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Ugh. Yeah, Pizza Port's great, man. Great pizza. I highly recommend the Vallarta. It's, I think it's Canadian bacon and jalapenos. Man, it's amazing.
And the beer there is pretty excellent too.
Yeah, dude, the beer there is the shit.
I actually don't think Pizza Port needs any promotion. That place does some good fucking business.
They do well. They do well. You know, those, for beer people like me, they got these beer events. They got the Strong Ale Festival and the Real Ale Festival. Strong Ale Festival's way better, by the way. But, yeah, they got these two festivals. They do them, like, every 3 months or every 4 months or something, and they're totally the shit. I love that shit. Right after work, just ride the train right up there, you know, get liquored up, bam, come home.
Take the coaster back home?
Hell yeah, dude. I don't want to drive. I don't want to get arrested. There's no way to go there and be sober, you know? You're drinking fucking the greatest beers in the world for, like, $20, and you drink, like, 10 different beers. It's amazing.
Oh, I just had a thought. I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but not to put you on the spot, but you know that, let's see here, Mr. David B., otherwise known as JB, and Mr. Eric K, otherwise known as DK, and I are going to the Canadian Grand Prix this year.
Yeah, I heard about that. I talked to Donkey a little bit about it.
You did talk to Donkey about it.
Yeah, I did. So he fucking pocket dialed me one night, and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And so I talked to him about it. Where is it? It's in Montreal again, or some shit.
It's in Montreal, and the scheme is I'm gonna drive to Burlington, Vermont, where Donkey and JB are flying into.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick them up, and we're gonna drive to the Montreal Grand Prix. And I just rented a 2-bedroom apartment in Montreal that sleeps 6.
Really?
For the weekend.
When is this?
When?
Yeah, when?
June 13th to June. Sorry, June 11th to June 14th.
Yeah, I'm free.
It's a little expensive considering the fact you have to buy a plane ticket, though.
So I'll have to look up how much flights are to Burlington, Vermont.
Well, Donkey and JB haven't booked their flights yet, but I can tell you that the tickets that we bought to the event are 3-day tickets, and they're $283 for the event.
Jesus. So that on top of the fucking condo or whatever and the flight?
Yeah, and the room is going to be about, if you went, it would be about $160 a piece for 3 nights total. That's not that bad.
Is this going to be sort of like Padres spring training where, you know, we fucking just drink a shitload of beer, chew a bunch of tobacco? I mean, I sort of did, you know.
Yes.
By the way, I got to say this. Ever since Ray moved away, basically this is going away party as he was moving out of San Diego and going to Rhode Island, I should tell this story. You know, we drove out. I took him on the road as far as what?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. And, you know, we stopped there. We watched the Padres play a couple games. And basically this was sort of all we did was drink beer, chew tobacco, you know, smoke cigars and hit on chicks in Scottsdale. Well, not me mostly, but like you and Donkey, I think. Maybe a little. Yeah, I think it was just mostly you and Donkey. We're hitting on fucking all the fake titty chicks in Scottsdale, by the way, which was awesome. I mean, that strip club was the shit, home of the $2 bill. Hell yeah. I don't even remember that name of that place. I'm pimping it right now.
Can't
right there on Scottsdale Boulevard, home of the $2 bill. I don't know. I'll just say pure platinum or some shit like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, right. But anyway, yeah. So this is basically what it's going to be like. No strip clubs in Montreal. I hear the strip clubs there. Well, I wasn't going to go to anyone anyway, but.
Don't lie.
Well, we didn't go last time. But I hear the strip clubs in Montreal suck, first of all.
Second of all, French bitches, you know.
It is basically exactly what you said. Chew tobacco, drink a lot of beer, watch. Instead of watching Padres baseball, you're watching race cars. Hang out with the boys.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not bringing any equipment, though, so we're not doing a podcast from there. Fuck no.
Maybe we will. Who knows?
I can pretty safely say we're not going to, unless we fucking buy some shit and fucking rent a recording studio. Bam.
Whatever.
It's a distinct possibility, people. It's distinct, all right?
Well, anyway, you know, I'll talk to you about it off the air.
Yeah, we'll talk about that shit off the air. No. I am definitely considering my options. I actually have my calendar open right now. I'm sort of penciling it in.
I'm actually trying to talk my roommate into going, and I'm selling him on, it's $500 plus whatever else you drink and eat, so.
Yeah. That's not that unreasonable for you guys, although I gotta fucking get a flight.
Jesus. Yeah, well, fly with Donkey and
JB.
That guy.
I might bleep that out too. No names. This is fucking private shit here. Alright, well everybody. I think we're gonna take it towards the end here. Don't forget to check us out. Follow our shit at TDF Radio on Twitter. You know, you gotta fucking get on that shit. We don't tweet that much. We tweet every once in a while, you know, tell you when we're about to go on, shit like that. In addition, you can check us out on Facebook, TDF Radio. We're out, motherfuckers. Times are strange. We got a free upgrade for snakes on a plane. Fuck 'em, I don't care.
champagne. We're going down in flames. Hey.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Come on, bring it.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Come on, bring
it. Oh, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it.
Don't forget to check us out at tdfradio.com. This is James Ridgewood. I'm out.
Rim and Ray.
Ray is out. Bitches.